Yud Zayin and Bava Kama continued. Beis Cheshvan Heitov Shemem Beis, October 19, 1982. On Tuesday continued.
Little by little. So, of course, as he keeps on pouring, let's say, I keep on pouring, so I pour in a little bit. So, there is certainly more to Jishin in the Beya. There is more to 60 times that little bit of Yain that I pour in with the first pouring, then I pour another. And then I keep on pouring the whole day. So, in the end, according to the way Rashi explains the Mishnah, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. But the Gemara, according to the way Rashi explains the Gemara. So, Rabbi Meir's reference to a case where he was pouring the whole day, and finally, at the end, so he poured in so much Yain Nesach into the bay, that the original Yain Heter did not have 60 times the total volume of Yain Neser that was poured in the course of the day. But he didn't pour it in with one stroke. So of course, if let's say you'll take a Chavias Yain and you'll turn over the Chavias Yain Neser into the Beir, and the Beir has 59 gallons, and the Chavias has 1 gallon of Yain Neser. So then, of course, it's osa, so there is no shishim. So it's osa. But if he poured in the whole gallon, in the course of the day, so every minute of the day he poured in a little bit. But in the course of 12 hours, so a whole gallon was poured. And the original Yain Heter that was contained in the Beir, so was 59 gallons. So of course, every time he poured in a few drops, so there was shishim negative a few drops. But against the totality of the Yain Heter, the whole gallon, there was no shishim. Because the Beir originally had only 59 gallons. And this Chavias of Yain had 1 gallon. So he didn't have shishim. So he says, Rishim Bottom. We should not reckon the volume of the Beir of the Yain Heter as against the total volume of the Chavias Yain Neser. But we should reckon the volume of the Beir as against the little bit that is poured in each moment. And the little bit certainly has shishi. And once this little bit becomes bottle, so the Shem Yadesa is poka, it's not chizavinia. This is what Rabbi Meir says. We don't say chizavinia. Ki osa Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yechanan, hamaru yayesa mechofis lebeir, afil ko ayin kurei, kishen ishim bottle. Now, according to Tosfos, so Rabbi Meir is only making and Shchonoch, the Rambam and Shchonoch passed like Rabbi Meir, Rashi not. But the Rambam and the Tur and Shchonoch, Lechaber and Ramo, they all passed like Rabbi Meir. But according to Tosfos, Rabbi Meir has reference to the case where in the end there is also shishi in the original volume of Heter, of Yain Heter in the Beir, as against the whole gallon of Yain Neser that was poured in. Let's say that Rabbi Meir has reference to the case where the Beir originally had 60 gallons. So then, even then, after all the Yain Neser was poured, was dumped into the Beir in the course of 12 hours, So there is still shishi. In that event, Rabbi Meir is matter. But in the event where the Beir had only 59, 58, 50, 40, so the Ein Heter originally did not have 60 parts, negate the whole volume of the Ein Heter that was poured into the Beir in the course of the day, so then Rabbi Meir wouldn't be matter. But Rashi is chelik. Thesis itself mentions this Rashi is chelik. So, according to Rashi, Rabbi Meir is matter even in the case where the Yain Nesach in total is more than 160th, is more, let's say, is 159th or 158th or 150th or 140th or 130th. So even in that case, it's mutar, because we say Rishim Rishim Bot. Kios Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yechon and Amar Yain Nesach Mechavis Lebeir. Afil Kol Ayin Kulei Rishim Rishim Bot. Rishim Rishim Bot. So Rashi says, Rishen Rishen, Shenokval Boto Biyayim Kosher, Shebibayirun Mutabanoye. So Rashi emphasizes Mutabanoye. So the Rosh says that from Rashi it's Mashma, that even Rabbi Meir is Mati, Yayim Nesach, Shenokval Biyayir, Atul Kolayim Kulei, because Rishen Rishen Boteo. So he's only Mati Abanoye, but not Bishir. So the Rosh is Chelik on Rashi. He says, L'cheira it's mashma, that Rabbi Meir is matter in Bisi, because Ein Bidul Hatzoyim, he says Rishen Rishen Botlo. So if Rishen Rishen Botlo, how can you say it's Rabbi Meir is only matter banoi, he can sell it to Nakum, but a Jew cannot drink it himself. He says Rishen Rishen Botlo, because we don't say Chelik on Iyah. So Mimele, it should be Muta Bisi. So the Rosh is Chelik on Rashi. But Rashi says, Rishen Rishen, Shenofal botil b'yayim kosher shebibeya, u'muta banoi. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, he paskins like Rabbi Meir. So the Beir Agelo, Rabbi Agelo says that it's like Rashi, that it's only muta rishen rishen botil, it's muta banoi, you can sell it in Akum and get a full price of it. But it's only muta. So in other words, it's only muter banoi, but we see it is awesome. That's Rashi. Now the Rosh asks the Kashi against Rashi. There is ein bitul chatzoi. So how can we distinguish between siye and banoi? What if shachita is bottle or it's not bottle? If it's bottle, so it's not yain eser. So it's yain eser. So it should be allowed. We see it too. And if it is, it is bottle. So it's, and if it is not bottle, so it should be also banoye also. Monevsha, Yain Nesach is also banoye. We are talking here of real Yain Nesach. So he says, so the Rosh is chayuk and Rashi. Now, Joseph Rabbi Mom Rabbi Yechen, Hamari Yain Nesach Mechavis Lebeir, Afilu Korayim Kulei, Rishin bottle. Now, Yain Nesach Oseh Veisa Bechol Shehu Mai Lav Dikonof Lissura Vigave Teirei. Even if the Iser fell in drop by drop into the Heter, so even in such a case he says Bechol Shehu, so it's contrary to Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says Loi Dikonof Lissura Vigave Teirei, that when the Mishnah says Yain Nesach Oseh Veisa Bechol Shehu, the Mishnah does not have reference to the case where the Isa fell into the Heter. No, if the Isa fell into a Heter, then we say Rishen Rishen, but we don't say Chizamania. But the Mishnah is reference to the case where he pours Heter into Isa. Let's say you have in the Beir of Yain Nesach, and then you keep on pouring Heter, Yain Heter. So then the halacha is that even though in the end, so the Heter is much more than the Iser, so it's still Asad Lemash. So how does Rashi explain it? Loi, because no fail, Heter Ligavi Sure. So let's see the Rashi. Heter Ligavi Sure, the Kame, the Heter Bottle. So that means you have, let's say, big hobbyists. You have a big hobbyist Let's say you have a hobbyist of Yain Esa. And then you pour from that, and that hobbyist is a big hobbyist, but it's not full. It's only half full, or one fourth. Let's say it's one fourth, one tenth. It's a big hobbyist, and it's only one tenth of the hobbyist is full with Yain Esa. And then he keeps on pouring from big hobbyist of Yain Esa into the hobbyist that is mostly empty, but just a little bit full. So from the hobbyist of Yain Esa, he keeps on slowly, gradually, he keeps on pouring from the hobbyist of Esa into the hobbyist of Yain Esa Fisa, which is only one tenth full, or 100. It's a big hobbyist, and he keeps on pouring. And in the end, there is more of the Esa after he poured in from the big hobbyist of Yain Esa into the big hobbyist that is only 100 full. So in the end, there is so much more of the Yain Esa than of Yain Esa. But in such a case, it has a mimashu. Why? Why does it has a mimashu? So Rashi emphasizes, Hetera ligavisure, dikame de tere bottle. Dikame tere bottle. Let's say, suppose you have, this is the hobbyist, that has a little bit, let's say, the walls of the hobbyist is up to here. But just has a little bit, 100 full of Yain Esa. So, even if it's a 100 full, so it still has, let's say, 10,000 drops. In the 100 full of the hobbyist, so there are still 10,000 drops of Yain Esa. Then he keeps on pouring the whole day for 24 hours. He can do it for 10 days also. And he keeps on pouring drop by drop. So as each drop falls into that hobbyist, so there is certainly rov in the Esa, negative drop of Esa. But it keeps on pouring drop by drop for 24 hours. Then in the end, after he emptied out the whole hobbyist of Yain Esa into the hobbyist of Yain Esa that was only 100 full, so by far, in the end, the original Yain Esa is much more than the original Yain Esa. So in such a case, by Yain Esa, so we say that it has the mashu. Why? So Rashi explains it on the basis of kame bottle. So the Ramban in the Chidushi is masik on Rashi. So he says, Meilam lo yishamanu, that there is a bitul of heter b'isa. There is a aloche of bitul of isa b'heter. So in other words, if isa falls into heter, so the raise is bottle b'ro. In other words, so then the isa, the heretofore isa, loses its identity and becomes heter. But meilam lo yishamanu, that there is a concept of bitul heter b'isa, that if heter falls into isa and there is rov in the isa at one moment against the heter, so mele the heretofore heter loses its identity and it becomes and it requires a shemist. There is no such aloch. So why does the Mishnah say? But the Mishnah does say Yain Esa Chose Aviosa B'chol Shu. And the Gemara applies it according to Rabbi Dime to the case of Nofal Sura Ligabetere, it doesn't mashu. So that's a special chumre of Yain Esa, that it doesn't mashu. Not because kame bottle of Heter Misa. There is no concept of Beetle Heter Misa anyway. In general, there is no concept of Beetle Heter Misa. There is a concept of Beetle Isa Beheter, that Isa loses its identity when it's Niurev in Rov or in Shishi of Heter. So the Isa loses the Shem Isa, the identity of Isa, but that Heter should lose the identity of Heter in Isa, there is no such concept. But why does the Mishnah say Yain Esa Choser Veisa Bicholcheru? Because of the Chumre, the Yain Esa Chumre Davar Zore, and the Gemara mentions that the reason is why Yain Esa Chaser Demashu because of Chumre Davar Zore. The Gemara says so. According to Rashi, he has the Kashe. So why only Davar Zore? So that should be true of all Isurim. Of all Isurim, let's say, suppose you'll have you'll pour a lot of heter into a chovies that has a little bit of pisa, but you'll pour it drop by drop, and in the end there will be much more of the heter as against the isa. There will be rov of heter, shishim of heter. You can have 1,000 times of heter negative isa, but since it was poured drop by drop, so each moment as a drop of heter falls into a 10,000 drops of Isar, so it becomes part of the world. So it should also ask the Mashu. The Mishnah only says, Yainesech also veisa becholchu, dafke yainesech asas bimashu that way. But according to Rashi, it's on the basis of kame kame bottle, and there is a concept of people, heta veisa also, not only a concept of people, isa veheta, but of heta veisa too. So the Mishnah should mention the same thing in all Isurim. The Mishnah mentions that only in respect to Yain Esach. So the Ramban is chelik on Rashi. And the Ramban says that it's not on the basis of etere gam Isurim. So the Mishnah says, Esa becholchu, because kame kame de etere botole. No, because of the special chumrah of Yain Esach. But Rabdime holds the chumrah of Yain Esach applies only to the case when the heter falls into the isa, not if the yain eser, the isa falls into there. The chachonim only apply that chumre of yain eser as of the mashu to the case where the isa, the yain eser, is at the bottom. So and the yain heter falls into the Yain Esach, but it doesn't apply to a case where the Yain Esach is poured into the Yain Esach. But it's not on the basis of Kame Kame Bottle. So obviously, Rashi will be made that this din of the Mishnah of Yain Esach Osach, the Osvesa Becholshu, so is only applies to Yain Esach. The Gemara says it's only by Yain Esach, not by Shorisho. But why does Rashi say that in the case of Nofil Eteroi Kavisure, so it asks the Mashu on the basis of Kame Kame de Eteroi Potole? Why doesn't he say because of Chumri Yain Esach? Because Rashi was bothered by Kashi. Why does Rav Dime distinguish between Nofil Eteroi Kavisure and the case of Nofil Isurei Kavisure Eteroi? Monefshah, if there is a Chumri of Yain Esach and Tassel and Mashu, so what difference does it make? And how can he even apply the aloche of kame kame bottle? How can Rav Dime even apply the aloche of kame kame bottle? Kame kame bottle would be shayer in a nisea where there is no aloche of mash. Well, it's bottle bishish. So then the question arises, let's say in the veile. Suppose you have the veile soup and you have shchuta soup. Shchuta soup. And then, let's say, so you have a pot. You have a pot of shchuta soup, and then you pour into it, drop by drop, nivele soup. And you keep on pouring nivele soup, drop by drop, for a number of hours. In the end, after you pour that, all the nivele soup into the shchuta soup, so then there is no shishim in the heretofore shchuta soup as against the nevela soup. There is no shishim. But if you consider each moment as a drop of nevela soup falls into the shchuta soup, so of course there is shishim. There is a 10,000 times the drop of nevela soup. So then, if we say kame kame bottle, so then we say, even though in the end, in total, there are no 60 measures of the shchuta soup as against the nevela soup, but at the time when drop by drop of nevela soup fell into the shchuta soup, there was 1,000 measures against that drop. So that drop that fell at, say, at 9 o'clock, so became bottle, and the Shem Nivele soup was poka from it. Then a minute after 10, and another drop fell. So we do not say chesed here. We understand. But by Ayinesech, where there is aloha in Tassel B'mashu, so how can we apply the whole concept of kamikami bottle? Of what avail is the kamikami bottle? One drop can answer 10,000 gallons of Yain Heter. So how is the child have to apply the concept of kamikami bottle? How is the child have to apply the concept of kamikami? So anyway, that was the kasha with Vada Rashi. So because of that, Rashi says that actually, of course, with that, Rashi agrees with Rambam that this din of Mishneh of Yayin Nesach Oso Reisa B'Cholshu, and according to Rabbi Dimeh, it has to be applied to the case of Nofel Hamre De Etere, of Nofel Etere Ligavi Sure, Etere Ligavi Sure. So it's only a din that is peculiar to Yayin Nesach because of Chumre Dal Rizore. It doesn't apply to Shorusu. Now the Ramban's Rashi is Monashah. If Rashi says that the reason is why the Mishnah says in the case of Yayin Nesach of Eter Ligav Nisure, so why does it ask the Mashu? Because Kame Bottle, so the, every time each drop falls into the Yayin Nesach, each drop of Yayin Nesach falls into the Yayin Nesach, so it acquires the shell of Yayin Nesach, the identity of Heter is bottle is poker, and it also becomes the Yayin Nesach. So mainly it should apply to Shori Surin too. The answer is just as Ramban says, there is no concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa, there is only a concept of Bittul Issa B'Heter, but not of Bittul Heter B'Issa. Rashi agrees with that story. But Rashi holds, Mishum Chumre Dal Rizore, so the Chachomim were misakein that there should be a concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa in Yayin Nesach too. So only by Yayin Nesach there is a concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa. But in Kol HaTorah Kol HaNevele, there is no such concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa. There is a concept in Kol HaTorah Kol HaNevele of Bittul Issa B'Heter. But of Bittul Heter B'Issa, there is no such concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa. So it's not that the Chachomim answered Yayin Nesach B'Mashu, that Mashu answers the whole Taruchas. One drop of Yayin will answer 1,000 gallons. A hobbyist of 1,000 gallons of Yayin. No, the Chachomim did not make such a connect. The Chachomim only said, Mishum Chumre Dal Rizore, that vis-a-vis Yayin Nesach. So not only is there a concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa B'Heter, there is a concept of Bittul Heter B'Issa. So Mimele, in the case where Heter, Yayin Heter, falls into Issa, even though in the end, so the heretofore Yayin Heter by far exceeds, maybe 1,000 times it exceeds the heretofore volume of Yayin Heter, but in view of the fact that at one moment, as drop by drop fell into the Yayin Heter, so there was Rob Yayin Heter at the bottom in the Chobies. There were 10,000 drops of Yayin Nesach at the bottom of the Chobis. So as against one drop of Yayin Nesach, so that Yayin Nesach loses its identity, it also becomes Yayin Nesach. Then the next drop also loses its identity, it again becomes Yayin Nesach. The next drop, and it keeps on going for 10 days without a stop. So even though, by far, in the end, so the total value of the heretofore Yayin Nesach is 60 times or more than 60 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, negate the total value of the Yayin Nesach, so it's still Oser because of Kame Bottle, in the sense of Heter losing its identity in this. But in other Yisurim, the Mishnah doesn't say it. Why? Because in other Yisurim, there is no Aloche of Bittul Heter B'Issa. In other Yisurim, there is only Aloche of Bittul Issa B'Heter, not of Bittul Heter B'Issa, but only by Yayin Nesach. So it's not, you see. So we can understand this Rashi. Now, so here Rabbime says, Hamare Yai Nesach Mechob Yisrael Beir, Afim Kol Ayin Kulei, Rishen Rishen Botem. Rishen Rishen Botem. Why? Because on the basis of Kamikami Botem. Of Kamikami Botem. So what do you think? And according to Rashi, even if in the end, there will not be Shishi. So, even then, there will not be Shishi in the total heretofore volume of Yain Heter negates the total volume of the Yain Eser. So, and Kolatei Kulei, there is no Shishim. So, with Rabbonon, there is no Bittul. But here, there is Bittul. Because at one moment, there was Shishim. So, even though later on, there is no Shishim, but we don't say Chayzer in here. So, in Meile, that means there was Shishim. As each drop falls into the bay, so the identity of Yain Nesach is what? And it's Vodka, it's not Yain Nesach anymore. So even though in the end there is no Shishim, but it already becomes Vodka. That's the reason as to why it's Rishim Rishim Vodka. But in the case where the Heta falls into the Yisr, so then by Yain Nesach there is a concept of Bittul Heta B'Yisr. So again, we apply the din of Kamikami Botol Yechumre, so even though in the end there is 60 times or 100 times or 1,000 times in the heretofore Yain Heter, volume of Yain Heter, as against the total volume of Yain Eser, so still it is Oser. Why? Because on the basis of Kamikami Botol, as each drop of Yain Heter falls into a bayah that has 10,000 drops, 10,000 drops of Yain Eser, so it loses its identity, it also becomes Yain Eser. And then, so even though in the end there will be 1,000 measures in the heretofore Yain Eter, as against the heretofore Yain Eser, it will still be Osir, because on the basis of Kamikami Bot. Alright, this is what Rabbim says. Then, Ki Osir Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Hamari Yain Eser Mitzir Tzokot Nuveir, Afilu Kol Ayin Kulei. Rishin Rishin Bot Vidavke Tzil Tzokotin Do Yofish Amude Aruchob Yiz Yofish Amude Loi. So in other words, Rav Yitzchok Bar Yose applies this heter, this kule of Rav Yume only to the case when it's poured through your front. So it's not the derech, you know, to pour it that way. But suppose he pours it from the chobies and it's not so little, so then we consider it as if whatever was poured in the course of 10 hours, as if it had been poured with one slot. If he pours it through a funnel, and it's not the derech to pour it through a funnel into a bay, we apply the din of Kamikami Bot. But if he pours it from a chovies, and it's the derech to pour it, and it's not the derech to turn over the chovies at once, so mimele, it's considered as if he poured it with one stroke. Suppose he poured it with one stroke, could we say Kamikami Bot? No. There is no Kamikami. So even though it was done little by little, since it's a derech to do it, to pour it from a chovies, so it's considered as if it was poured with one stroke. But in the case where he does it, al yitzir tzokotin, so then it's loin of ishamudei, so then the jet is very small, is relatively small, so then we consider it that it is poured little by little, so in the middle we apply the aloche of Kamikami Bot. Then ki ose rabbi inom rabbi yichanen yaynes achshenofu libeya vinofu shom kitin shomayim reynes ha'eta kileinei v'ashom mayim rabbi molofen vato neisei. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh and this Gemara. Rashi shita is that robin is chelikam rabdime and Rav Yitzchok Bar Yose, because rabdime applies the concept of Kamikami Bot, and Rav Yitzchok Bar Yose also applies the concept of Kamikami Bot, but he limits it only to a case of tzirtzo. He doesn't apply it to the case of chovies, because by chovies, since he's the derech to poet, and so then that way, so it's considered as if he poured it with one stroke. But in certain situations, Rav Yitzchok Bar Yose also applies the concept of Kamikami Bot. Mashein came Rav Dime, he is chilek on the whole concept of Kamikami Bot. He is chilek on the whole concept of Kamikami Bot. And he says, So according to Rav Dime, if a person will pour Yain Nesach into a chobies, I mean into a beer of Yain Heter, into a beer of Yain Heter, then it still does not become bottle. We do not say kamikami bottle. Why don't we say kamikami bottle? Because lechumre we say chizam nir. According to Rav Dime, you see, Rav Dime and Rav Tzobaye said they hold that we don't say chizam nir. So if at the first moment the wash is in, so maybe kamikami bottle, even though later on it's this rabo isa and there is no shishin, but we don't say chizam nir. According to Rav Dime, we do say chizam nir. The wash is chizam nir. And the Rosh says that that Robin is not even chilek on Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, but Robin has reference to the case where Yain Nesach was nifil beir with one stroke. So then there was no shishim in the Yain Heter at the time that Yain Nesach was dumped into the beer. There were no 60 measures in the Yain Heter neged the Yain Nesach. But if later on he pours in water and the water has shishim neged the original Yain Nesach, even though he doesn't have shishim neged the combined volume of the original Yain Heter and the Yain Nesach was poured into it, so then reining as a heter kilei vashom my rovel. This is what is it. But in the case where he drops on the tzirzo, drop by drop, so then Robin is made into Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef that we say kamikami bottle. But Rashi Shita is that Robin is chilek and Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef. In other words, he rejects the whole aloha of kamikami bottle. Because he holds it's chizav niya. It's chizav niya. Alright. So now let's see what Rashi says. Vein aloche Rav Dime, sharibo Rav Yitzchok v'hechmir, bo Robin v'hechmir, ulikamon paskinon yai neser b'minei b'mashu. So in other words, Rashi paskins that aloche is like Robin and Robin, whereas according to the Rosh, there is no machlekes between Robin and Rav Dime, and Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, but according to Rashi, Rav Dime, Robin is chilek on Rav Dime and Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, whereas Rav Dime and Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef both agree with the aloche of kamikami bottle. So according to Robin, there is no aloche of kamikami bottle. There is no aloche of kamikami bottle. If there is no aloche of kamikami bottle, some mele, at the kol hayayin. So he becomes awesome. Now, that's one thing. Now here, we have the machleket between Tanikame. We have a machleket between Tanikame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yai Nesach Shenofa with Beir. Kuli Yosef Anoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel in Beir. Yimka Kuli Levit Kehovim. Chutz Mibbe Yai Nesach Shebei. Now, so, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so what's the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Now, everybody, so Tesis says the kasha, how can Rav Shimon Gamliel say? And Rav says, Allah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. And how can Rav Shimon Gamliel say that if Yain Nesach is not fully bare, he can sell the whole Yain, but he just has to deduct the value of the Yain Nesach. But it's beferish and mishne that Yain Nesach hasel mimashu. So what is it? Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek on that din of the mishne. It seems that the aloche that Yain Nesach hasel mimashu is a lot of portion that is accepted by everybody. So Tesis gives a very simple teretz. V'yesh leima that Rav Shimon Gamliel mekel l'in shol yocholim kekol echot echot levade l'vishem ipotol imbevei Yain Nesach heter al lebitol aval kol atarubes vada yocholim keya chutz midechobish. So what does this mean? The machlekes, of course, everybody agrees that there is a loche that Yain Nesach has the mash. Because if not for the chumra of Avi Zore, then Yain Nesach would be bottom of shishi. Like Shorin Soroshi Bateo. So, what's the halacha in Kol HaTerpulei? If one kazayis of Isar is Nisari with 60 gzeisim of Eta, then everything is mutar, like can eat everything. It loses its identity. So by Yayin Nesach, there is a special takonis hachomim that Yayin Nesach has of the mashal. So there is no bittul. So that everybody agrees. Reb Shimon Gamliel is also made it. Reb Shimon Gamliel is made it that if one revis Yayin Nesach will fall into a hobbyist that has 1,000 revis of Yayin Neter, he's not allowed to take even one drop from that Yayin. Because it has in the mashal, there is no bittul. Yayin Nesach never loses in the Rabbonon. Yayin Nesach never becomes bottom. So Reb Shimon Gamliel is also made. But here the machlekes between Tarikame Reb Shimon Gamliel is another thing. True indeed that Yayin Nesach has the mashu, and the mashu of Yayin Nesach does not become bottom even better. It does not become bottom. But Tarikame says not only it doesn't become bottom, it asks the whole Tarikame in total. So it's analogous to Chticha Nasis Nevela. In other words, that it answers the whole Tarubes. It answers the whole Tarubes. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishayim between Rabbi Ephraim and Ram, as that's one of the basic Inyonim Yeredeye, first Chilik, as to whether the Halacha of Chticha Nasis Nevela applies to Shor Yisroim, or it only applies to Bosa B'Chol. By Bosa B'Cholov, there is certainly a concept of Chticha Nasis Nevela. What does it mean by Bosa B'Cholov, that Chticha Nasis Nevela? Suppose a person puts in the pot a piece of meat, a very big piece of meat, and the piece of meat has 50 gzeisim of meat. Has 50 gzeisim of meat. And then he puts it on the pot to be cooked. Then he decides to pour in one kazayis of milk. It will be better. It will taste better. So he decides to pour in into the pot that has a chatiche, that has 50 gzeisim, or 50 gzeisim of meat. So he pours in one kazayis of milk, and it's cooked together. So then, by Bosa B'Cholov, it goes without saying, according to everybody, that is Chticha Nasis Nevela. So in other words, so the whole 51, so the Chticha's Bosa, that has a volume of 50 gzeisim, absorbed one kazayis of milk. So then, everything becomes a chetzo b'Isah. Not only the here to form meat, but even the new kazayis of milk that was absorbed through the cooking by the Chichas Boso also becomes a Chetzo Boso B'Cholov, because that's the essence of Boso B'Cholov. What's Boso B'Cholov? Boso by itself is Eta. Cholov by itself is Eta. But if you take one Kazayis of Boso and one Kazayis of Cholov, or heavy Kazayis of Boso and heavy Kazayis of Cholov, and you cook them together, so then the whole Kazayis or the whole Tukzesi becomes an entity of Boso B'Cholov. Everything becomes Boso. Everything becomes Boso. But Rabbi Ephraim says, that's only God to Bosa B'Cholov, because that's the essential feature of Bosa B'Cholov, because the Bosa by itself was Eter, and the Cholov by itself was Eser, and it became a Chepzer of Eser as a result of that combination of being cooked together in such a way that the Cholov gave it time in the Bosa, or the Bosa gave it time in the Cholov. Mashem Kisho, so there is no Allah of Tichanas in the way, right? So suppose you have a Chtichas Bosa of Shchuto, of Boso Heta, Echtichas Boso, that has 50 gzeisim, and then you put in into that pot one kazayis of Nireyle, or any Dovor Yisa, Chayle, don't make any difference, of Chayle, into, so, and then as a result of the kazayis of Chayle for the kazayis of Nireyle being cooked together with the gigantic Chtiche, 50 gzeisim Chtiche, of Shchuto of Heta, so since there was no shishin, so then the kazayis of chelev or the kazayis of nevela is capable of giving it up in the bosor heta, in the bosor heta. So then Rabbi Ephraim says, in order to be mivate of the kazayis of nevela, all you have to do, I mean, you're not allowed to do it with hatile, because mivate is with hatile, but suppose someone unintentional would dump in, let's say, into that part that had a gigantic chtiche of Bosa Heta of 50 gzeisim. And then it absorbed one kazayis of Nevela, one kazayis of Chela. So together it's 51 zaysim. Suppose unintentionally. So 60 zaysim, and suppose 60 zaysim of heter, more of Bosar heter would fall in, so then the whole path will become real, if unintentionally. Of course, intentionally, so in Vatnis or Hatila, so the class, that it doesn't become Bosar b'shishim. But if unintentionally or accidentally, so it will, 60 more zaysim of Bosar heter will fall in, so then that one kazayis that was absorbed originally by the gigantic Tichas Bosar that is 50 zaysim, so that one kazayis will become Bosar. We do not say that's Rav Nefraim's. The Ram and many other Rishonim, and there's the Pesach of the Ramo, so they say no. Then with Rabbonon Chol Apoches, there is a din of Tichas Nevela by Shorisur. Except the Ram says that by Bosar Chol it's Midrash, and by Shorisur we miss the Rabbonon. So in a case where a gigantic Tiche of Bosar Heter absorbed one kazayis of Chelef or of Nevela, and it became Moser because it gave a time there was no Shishim in that Tiche. It only had 50 measures as against one, not 60 measures as against one. So Mele, since it became Moser, it gave it down, there was no Shishim originally, so the whole Chatiche of 51 Zaysi becomes a Hefzer Viser. So in order to be Mivaklet, it will be necessary to dump in 60 times 51 Zaysi, not 60 times one Kadais, but 60 times 51 Zaysim, because of the concept of Tichanas Nevela, because of the concept of it. Now, whatever the halacha is in Kol HaTere Kule, whether we say Tichanas Nevela by Shor Yisurim or not, Machlokes Rishonim, the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Ephraim, the Ramo passes the Chumre, like the Ram, that we say. But one thing is sure, that this is the Machlokes between Tanikame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanikame says Yai Nesach Shenoch Lebei Kolios Abanoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Yivke Kolei Lebei Kichovi Kuchu Yai Nesach Shebei. So what is it? Tisa says the Kashe. Rav Shimon Gamliel rejects the whole Aloche of Yai Nesach Isam Mashu. Everybody agrees with that. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chumre that the Chachonim enacted Ligami Yai Nesach that it doesn't be Mashu is that while in Shor Yisroel there is a loch of people be shishim. There is a loch of people be shishim. So if one kazayis of Isser falls into 60 zaysim of Heter, you can need the whole thing, the whole davaris. But he's eating the Isser also. The Isser itself is nefach le'Heter. So by Yai Neser, there is no such a loch. There is no a loch of people. So mele, if one drop of Yai Neser falls into a big kettle, into a big kettle of Yain Heter, so you cannot partake of that kettle of Yain Heter. You cannot, because it becomes evenly distributed. So it's a fractional drop in every drop of the kettle. So there is a fraction, an infinitesimal fraction of a drop of Yain Heter. So in Mele, it doesn't become trouble. So when you drink from that chobies, so you are bound to drink that drop or that fraction of a drop, and that never comes up. Everybody agrees with that. But King Gamliel says the chumre by Yai Neser that it answers is only that it never comes up. It doesn't lose its identity, but it doesn't answer the whole bulk of the Yai Neser, the Yai Heter. So the melee, but in regard to Sia, even though it doesn't answer, but it's impossible to separate, you know, the heretofore Yai Neser from the heretofore Yai Heter, because Yesh Bile, so it becomes evenly distributed. Vashem came, we got me selling it to a goy. So you're not drinking it, the goy drinks it. The goy is allowed to drink Yai Neser. So, and the Jew is not allowed to drink, the Jew is not going to drink it, but Yai Neser is also banoe. But if he stipulates, that he's deducting the value of the Yai Neser, so what kind of reason is there? to Yain Eser Rebbe Osman Oye. But he's not getting paid for the Yain Eser, he's getting paid for the Yain Eser. But the Tanakhama says, no, you cannot sell it to a goy. Even if you deduct the price of, let's say, the Rebbe's Yain Eser, let's say, hey, the price of one Rebbe is $1, and he sells it to him. So, let's say, they are 50 Rebbe's of Yain altogether. 50, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, so there are 50 Rebbe's Yain altogether, he cannot charge him $50, he has to charge him $49. So he has no aloi, but Tanakhama says, no, he cannot do it. Why? Because Tanakhama says that the takone of the Yain Eser, it's not only the Yain Eser doesn't become bottle, it answers the rest of the talus. It answers the rest of the talus. So in Melee, now we can say, so we that's the aloha of Yain Eser. It answers the Yain Eser. So we pass like Tanakhama, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only chumra by Yain Eser is that he doesn't become bottle. He doesn't become bottle. And it answers even in Mashu. But, it never becomes bottle. Even in Mashu, it doesn't become bottle. But it doesn't answer the rest of the Talmudis. According to Tanakhama, it answers not only that the heretofore Yain Eser does not become bottle, the whole Talmudis becomes a hefzer of Yain Eser. So in many ways, you cannot sell it to a boy. You deduct the price. Not only this Rebbe is Yain Eser. All the other 49 Rebbe's that heretofore, that originally were heter, is also Yain Eser. So you cannot deduct the price. So we pass for a Tanakham. But, now, Rashi says, according to Rav Dineh, if the halacha had been, you see, according to Rav Dineh, so Hamar Yain Eser Mechobis Libeir, Afilu Kolayim Kulei, Rishin Rishin Bot. So what does Rav Dineh say? Rav Dineh says that if he's Mare Yain Eser, obviously, they are to call a Yain Kulei, Rishin is bottom. So the question is, what does it mean, Rishin, Rishin Bottle? Why? Because we don't say Chesed Nia. But the question is, two, we don't say Chesed Nia. We don't say Chesed Nia. But even so, but Yai Nesach Yasad Mimashu. So the Gemara says, so that was the Gemara's kasha. Nam, Yai Nesach also Veisa B'cholshu. My love, the Konofli Surah, we got a Tere. Loi, the Konofli Tere, we got a Surah. So the whole aloha of Yai Nesach Yasad Mimashu, according to Rav Dime, is only Shayach when the Heter falls into the Isa. When the Heter falls into the Isa. So if the Heter falls into the Isa, So then we say, if the Heter falls in the Isa, so then we say, Kame de Tere Batle. So Kame de Tere Batle. But in the case where the Isa falls into the Heter, then we don't say, then it's not Shayach to say, Kame de Tere Batle, because on the contrary, because the Isa falls into the Heter, so as one drop of Isa falls into the Heter on the contrary, so Biko is how, and we don't say Chesam in the air, so that's why it's Muta. Now Rashish, so that's why we say that it's Muta, because we don't say Chesam in the air. Now Robin is Chilin Kam Rabin, and Rashi says that we pass like Robin. So what does Robin hold? Robin, whereas Rabin holds that we don't say Chesam Nia, so Robin holds that we do say Chesam Nia. Robin holds we do say Chesam Nia. So we only say Chesam Nia. So we only say Chesam Nia, that means, according to Robin, we say Chesam Nia. So if we say Chesam Nia, so it doesn't become bottle, so the mashu doesn't become bottle, if we say Chesam Nia. According to Rav Dime, we don't say Chesam Nia. So if we don't say Chesam Nia, so the melee becomes, each drop of Yayin Nesach, as it falls into the Yayin Heter, and there is Shishi in the Yayin Heter, in the Beria, negate the drop of Yayin Nesach, so it becomes bottle, it loses the identity. So, and we don't say Chesam Nia. So we don't say Chesam Nia. But, since we don't say Chesam Nia, so it becomes bottle. But then you ask, but there is a loche of Yayin Nesach that it has a Jimashu. There is a loche of Yayin Nesach hasn't Mashu, so that's the reason as to why. So the question arises, how can Rav Dime say? How can Rav Dime say? Hamar Yayin Nesach Mechov Yisli Be'er, Apil Kol Ayin Kulei, is Rishin Rishin Botol, and according to Rashi it means, even if in the end there is no Shishin in the heretofore Yayin Heter in the Be'er, as against the total Yayin Nesach that was poured into it. Suppose the totality of the Yayin Heter in the Be'er was, let's say, 59 gallons. And then he poured in gradually, drop by drop, in the course of a day or two. So he poured in 1 gallon. So that means that there were no 60 gallons to be mivatel, the 1 gallon. But Rav Dime holds kame bottle, so we don't have to worry about the fact that in the end there is no shishim. As long as each moment when a drop of Yayin Nesach fell in, there was shishim and more than shishim, as against that drop of Yayin Nesach, so it lost its identity. And we don't say Chesam Nia. But then the question arises, but so we don't say Chesam Nia. So even now there is shishim. Even though Bimtzias, now there is no shishim. But if we don't say Chesam Nia, so Al Pidin, there is shishim. But there is shishim. But in Mashu itself, it doesn't become bottle either. A mashal itself doesn't become bottle either. So the end, that's the reason as to why Rashi limits the din of Rav Dime. And he says, it's only osa ba'anoi. He says, it's only muta ba'anoi. Rishen shenofal bottle b'yayin kosher shebibeya. Umuta ba'anoi. It's only muta ba'anoi. Because, but b'shiye itzosa. Why the tosa b'shiye? Because true Rav Dime holds that even by Yayin Nesach, we apply the halacha of kame bottle, and we don't say Chesam Nia. So we don't say Chesam Nia. So there is always shishim, even in the end, when we have already 1 gallon of Yain Eser Miure with 59 gallons of Yain Eter, so there is no shishim according to the present Cheshim. But since Kamek HaMevotel, there is shishim. But Mashu there is. Mashu there is. So Mimele, since there is Mashu, so it's also Mishiek. But since there is Bitl, so according to Rav Dime, it's not also Banoi. It's not also Banoi. But we see it's also Mimele according to Rav Dime. Mashu came according to Robin, according to Robin, so Mimele, it's also Banoi also. It's also Banoi in the case where in the end there is no shishi. So then it's also Banoi also. And we pass like Robin. So in the case where in the end there is no shishi, because there are 59 gallons of Yain Heter in the bay, and he poured in total 1 gallon of Yain Eser, so Mele there is no shishi. So Robin says, so it's also Banoi too. But as far as the Isha Siri is concerned, So even Abdimi is made it, that it's also because of Mashu. Now, we passed in the machleken between Tanekame and Rav Shim Gamliel, so the more passed in Salocha Lemaise, Yain Eser, Yain Oser. But, according to Rashi, apparently, when does the Tanekame say, Yain Eser Shenofu Lebeir, Kurei Osa Banoye? Also, Banoi, as a matter of fact, Rashi himself says it. Even though Rashi mentions the Kashi in respect to Rav Dime, but it will be true even according to Rabbi. So Rashi, the Chayyimu, says that when the Talikami says, Yain Eser Shenofu Lebeir, Kurei Osa Banoi, so he has reference to the case where he pours in the whole in respect to Rav Dime, he says it. But it could be true according to Robin also. It has reference to the case where he dumped the whole chobias with one stroke. So that means there is no shishim in the Beir. There is no shishim in the Yain Heter in Beir against the Yain Eser that was not only Beir with one stroke. Let's say in the Beir there are 59 gallons of Yain Heter, and then he dumps with one stroke. He turns over a chobias of Yain Eser that has 1 gallon. So that means there is no shishim. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, even in that case where there is no shishi, yimokir kulein levit chobi, because even though there is no shishi, but Rav Shimon ben Gamliel shita is that true that Yain Eser is oser, but he doesn't aser the whole tarumis, even without shishi. Mashenkei, the Tanikame in the case of Yain Eser Shenof Ulbeir, and when there is no shishi, there are no 60 measures in the Yain Heter, negative Yain Eser. Let's say in the Beir there are in 59 gallons of Yain Heter, and the total volume of the chobias of the Yain Eser is 1 gallon. So there is no shishi. It has to be 60 measures, not 59 measures of Heter. So the Mele, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in that case, you can sell the whole thing and just deduct the price of the 1 gallon, because we do not say chtichanas is nevela gabi yain eser, and according to the kame, so the chumre by yain eser is that if there is tarumes and there is no bitul bishishim, so then it's chtichanas is nevela. So not only that the year to pour yain eser is not bottled, but it doesn't hold tarumes. Mashenkin the Rishishim, so there everybody agrees, true that Yain Eser has the Mashu. True that Yain Eser has the Mashu, even when the Rishishim. We see that, so true that Yain Eser has the Mashu, even in the case of the Rishishim, but the Mashu never becomes bottle. So even according to Tanekame, if let's say someone will pour in one of these of Yain Eser into 60 reveries of Yain Heter, then Tanekame will agree that he can sell the whole thing and deduct the price of one revere. But when does Tanekame say that Yain Eser Shenof Ulbeir Kulos Banoi cannot deduct the price if it fell into 59 reveries of Yain Heter? So there is no bitl. But if there is shishim, then bitl there is. And even though the Chachonim hasat Mashu, But that's another Yisrael. That's a new Yisrael. A new Yisrael we are about. The same thing is true by Chomet Pesach also. Even though Chomet Pesach has also the Mashu, but there is a difference between the Mashu and the real Tavis. There is a difference with Gabi Manimi. So Gabi Yayin Eser, even though Yayin Eser has the Mashu, but there is one distinction between the case where there is Tavis with Shishim and Tavis without Shishim. Where there is a Tavis with Shishim, so there is Bittul Chala Yayin Eser. But with Rabbonon, it doesn't become butter. But since there is Bittul, so it's a new Yisrael, that Mashu of Yayin Eser is Oser. So the Mashu of Yayin Eser does not answer the whole Tarubes. Does not make the whole Tarubes into a Chichad Yisurem. Mashu came, there isn't even Shishim Neger Yayin Eser. So not only that the heretofore Yayin Eser remains Yayin Eser, it answers the rest of the Yayin also becomes Midrabono Yayin Eser. So that's the machleket between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But where does the machleket between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel apply? It applies only to a case where there is no shishi. So there is no bittul chal. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even in a case where no bittul took effect on the Yayin Eser, so the Yayin Eser is not bottle, but it doesn't answer the rest of the Talmud. We don't say chichad asis levail in such a case. That the whole Tarumah should become Mechlichad Yisrael. And Tanakama says, if there was no Bittul al Shishim, so not only that it's not bottled, that the whole Tarumah, the whole Chavis, the heretofore Yayin Eser, there are 59 Reviyas of Yayin Eser, and then he poured in one Reviyas of Yayin Eser, so according to Tanakama, all the 60 become a Chavis of Yayin Eser. You cannot deduct the price of one Reviz. But if one Reviz is poured into 60, so then there is Bittul Mishishim. So true, there is a Drabonon, it should remain Osir anyway, even with Bittul Mishishim. But that's a new Yisrael of Mashu. Just as in regard to the Yisrael of Mashu and Chomet Pesach, it's a new Yisrael, it's not the same Yisrael as Chomet Ben. It's a new Yisrael, because it's a Chomet Saudi Tarubes, but Mashu. So here too, yeah, when there is Shishim in the Heter, so then Bittul is Chal. But in spite of the fact that Bittul is Chal, it still remains Osa. Machmas in New Yisrael with Rabbonon, of Yayin Eser remaining Osa in Mashu. But even Tanakam will agree that in such a case, where there is Shishim, there is Yayin Eser, so true that the Mashu doesn't become Bottle, remains Osa, but it doesn't answer the whole Talmud. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah here. Rashi doesn't say, Umnasech es hayayin haim minasech mamesh. Loi me'arev. It doesn't say that. There in Gimor El Gittin, so Shmuel says, minasech means me'arev. Rashi could have used the same word. Umnasech es hayayin haim me'arev. He doesn't say that minasech es hayayin doesn't mean me'arev. Let me come to you, it could mean me'arev also. It could mean me'arev also. But he says, Umnasech es hayayin. So what Rashi is saying here, that Minasech could be Minasech Mamish, and Minasech could be Mi'ari, and Yasech could be Mi'ari. And Rashi, why Rashi was particularly cautious in not saying what he doesn't have to say. Because if he'll say, Minasech Hayim Minasech Mamish, or if he'll say, Minasech Hayim Mi'ari, Lo Minasech Mamish, then he involves himself in machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, because Rav says that in the Mishneh, that says that Minasech is Chayev, so Minasech couldn't mean Minasech Mamish. Shmuel says, Minasech couldn't mean Minasech Mamish, because Minasech Mamish is coming to Rav. Rav says, no, it's not Vivne, it's not simultaneous. So if Rashi will say, Minasech Asayayin is Mi'arev, or it's not Nasech, he'll involve himself in the Machleket between Rav and Shmuel. Why should Rashi involve himself in Machleket and Rabbi Shmuel? So Minasech could mean, according to Rav, it could mean Minasech Mamesh. We can come with Rav and we don't say, because it's not simultaneous. And because Mine Dagbe, he becomes Mechuyev, and Mechuyev Mise, he becomes only Mishas Nizuch, and according to Shmuel, And according to Shmuel, even though it's not Bidne Mamesh, we still say that Kovim Ramne. So Menashe has to be Me'ari. Has to be Me'ari. All Rashi is saying, U'Menashe Chasayali, he doesn't say what Menashe is. He only says what Menashe is not, in order to comply with Rashi's, with Rab Shite and Shmuel Shite. So, Menashe Chasayalim, Lekeli Meima, Shemishre, B'yaynesech Shezorak Bein, Bloi Komechaschre Yolimide, Domazlui Mar Midme, Bar Midme, Yaynesech Shebein. So, Rashi means like this, the Lashon of Rashi is Lekeli Meima, Shemishre, B'yaynesech Shezorak Boi, into the Chobyes. So, Rashi has reference to the case. He says, he doesn't have reference, but this is what Rashi is referring to. It doesn't have reference to the case where Yamneser was Mizraki to the Chobyes. So what kind of a case is it? Of Isel Gavetere. Isel Gavetere. So if Rashi had passed like Abdina, then there would be no difficulty altogether. But Rashi doesn't say, if Rashi had passed like Rabbime, then Rashi wouldn't have to say, according to Rabbime, you don't have to deduct that Me'ai Nesach either. You can take the full price, according to Rabbime. But Rashi passed in Sinai like Rabbi. What does Rabbi say? Rabbi says that we do not say, Kame Boto, Me'ai Nesach. Why? Because we say Chesam Niya. So when can we apply the concept of Chesam Niya? That is only Shayach if in the end there is no Shishim. But suppose he pours in so little Yayin, that in the end there are 60 measures of the Yayin Heter neged the Yayin Eser, then there is little Shishim. But Yayin Eser has the Mashu. So the halacha that Yaynesach has the mashu only implies that the heretofore Yaynesach remains also mashu. It doesn't lose its identity. But if there is shishim, so it does not have the effect of answering the whole talumes of chenas and lele. And that all rishonim say that even the rishonim will apply the halacha of chenas and lele to show nisui, but only if there is enough of the iser in the talumes so that it could give it tam of iser deta. But if there is a mashu less than 1/60th of the tarubes of Isaiah, so then it couldn't even give it tam. So then no one says that we apply the aloha of Tichadas in the Mele. So the Mele, true that we pass like Tanakame. And what's the machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case where Yaineser was Nisari with Yaineter? So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Yaineser remains also. He doesn't become bottle, but he doesn't answer the heretofore heter. And according to Tanakame, not only doesn't become bottle, but if there is no shishim, so then the whole tarumes becomes a heft of Isa, becomes the heft of Yaynesa. Only if there is no shishim, but if there is shishim, then there couldn't be a concept of tichanas levele if there is shishim in the heter. So in such a case, even the Tanakame will be made that only the Yaynesa remains osir, does not become bottle, doesn't lose its identity. But the heter, the bulk of the heter that is muev with it, so remains with that. But he's not allowed to have hanoye from the yaineser. So he has to deduct the price of that revised yain. In short, Rashi has referenced the case where we poured a revised of yaineser into 59 zesik, a revised of yaineser. I'm sorry, into 60 reveals of Yaineter. So in such a case, Tanakami is made it that he can sell the whole thing and just deduct the price for the one reveals of Yaineter. So Yaineter, some Meila is not in Mazik. Rashi doesn't say that Nasir does not have reference to Me'arim. Then he will be involving himself in the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Why should Rashi make a commitment and involve himself in the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and the country? According to Shmuel, it has to be applied to Me'arim, not to Nasir, because Nasir is coming with Rav, he's for there. And here Rav Chiye mentions that he's one of the Mazikin who is Chayev. So, according to Shmuel, it has to be applied to Mary. But Rashi is very cautious. He doesn't want to involve himself in Machlekes. But he just points out what Nasir does not mean. He doesn't point out what Nasir means. So, according to Rav, Minasir means Minasir Mamish. According to Shmuel, Minasir means Mi'arei. But he means Mi'arei in the case where there are no 60 reveals of Yain Heter. But one thing is sure, that Nasir does not have reference to the case of one reveal of Yain Heter that was poured into 60 reveals of Yain Heter. Because in that case, he can sell the whole thing, even according to the Tanakame, and just deduct the price of one reveal. That's all the question. Okay.
Shir Yud Ches and Baba Kama Dalet Cheshvan HaTov Shem Mem Gimel October 21st, 1982 on Thursday.
Over in the board, the list of mazikin mentioned by Rabbi. So the 11 extra mazikin consists of Kashon Kepu, Kashon Abraham Misho, Gamel Gazel, Mitzim, Mehimis, Mifatim, Mitzishemra. So it's all gnosis. And Mitamim, Mitamim, Nasek, also, if it's Hezek, Shemika, Lush, Hezek, so it's Iknas, Terabonov. So Rabbi Yishei doesn't want to list mazikim that are based upon knas, only mazikim of money. So my time will return hane. So b'mumele komayre b'knoselo ikomayre. Now that presents a kasha against Shitas Rambam. We mentioned last time that the Rambam shitin is that nezek, that of the hate drawing. So nezek and tzar. So. So we say if he's made it at no 80, so then he's potter. Beishes is also, why? Because it's knas. Beishes is also knas. But Beishes is higher because the Beishes is repeated, is reiterated over again if he's made it. So again, he's again right. So a different reason. But Beishes is also knas. Right. And Rav Eishe mentions the five kiyumi, nezek, tzar, ripu, shem, se, beishes. So, if a beishes is b'knosa l'ikomaya, so then, how does he have 13? So he only has, he only has 10, in other words, because ripu, shem, that's not knas. But nezek, tzar, and beishes is knas. But Beishes is higher anyway, even if he's made it, because there is a Beishes all over. So that seems to present the kashe against the Rambam. So, obviously, even according to the Rambam, who says that if somebody comes and says Chobalti, he's the best, he's Poter, and we don't say he does Chobalti Meidin on it, because maybe the Knas is Poter, but there is a difference between the Knas like Hipful and Alvehei, or Enes and Mephate, and the Knas of Nezek and Tzah. Now, because the Knas of Nezek and Tzah, the Knas of Nezek and Tzah, so is not really Knas. It's not really Knas. In other words, the Nezek, the nezek, let's say, kinful, so is yisal mashiizim. So that's a real knas. That's a real knas, and it is given mitera senish, just as there is an enish of mise, there is an enish of malkes, there is an enish of mamina also. So it's a real knas. As a matter of fact, the Yerei Meskikashe, according, he said, the Yerei Meskikashe, Eidimzemi, so Rabbi Kiva says, it's Knose. So why does the Torah say, it's a strange Kashe, but from the Kashe we'll see how the Yerei understood the union of knas. So he asks, Ikashe, why does the Torah say that if to Eidim, where one isn't. So then, they won the chayiv, let's say Reuven made $1,000, they said Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then to other Eidim came, well, Mazikeh, the Torah says, Vasisim Leikash was on the last law. So they have to pay the $1,000, to Reuven. So if we say Momen, we understand this, why they have to pay to Reuven. But according to Rabbi Akiva, and that's the way it passed, that is Knas. So it's an Eidish. Why do they let them pay to anybody? It's a strange cash. Let them pay to anybody. Indeed, Malchus says, so if you pay a penalty, you pay a penalty to the state. I mean, so this is the cash of the array. If it is a knas, so then it shouldn't be dafke to him. It should be to anybody. But of course, I mean, so it's all chiyu, he says. But what is the teretz? That's the aloche, that it's between us enesh, but the enesh is meted out by the person who did the aveire, let's say the gamma. So he has to be careful, to be achmecher, that way, by paying it to the nigga. But it's between us enesh. Mashenke, nezek. He says, the Rambam says, that it's knas, so it doesn't mean it's mamish b'teras enish. It's not mamish b'teras enish. But why does it call it knas? Because we discuss as to whether the chiyuv of tashlumin for a mazik, from mazik b'gufei, odma mazik, and miskimomene, whether it's based upon the ma'isavere or it's not based upon the ma'isavere. So we saw that the Agoy Soshra Shiki is that even if a teenage is mazik, l'chshiyagdil is mechuyev to pay. That's what the Agoy Soshra says. And the mokir for that is the Gemara in Bokamen, the end of Bokamen against it, that Chavashe one is an infant, so he burned Shtores. So then, later on, so Rav Cham told Chavashe that he's mechuyev al pedin to pay, that he has to pay. The Gemara doesn't say he's mechuyev al pedin to pay, so he could say maybe. Because of the Fnimi Shoras Adin, he told Ravashi. But the Agoy Soshre says, no, that Al Petini was Mechuyev to pay. Now, a company is quarter of ownership. The answer is, Mazik, it's not based upon the Mazik Zabayev. It's a law of justice. One borrows money, he has to pay. Is that based upon the Mazik Zabayev? There is no Mazik Zabayev, he borrowed money. He has to pay, he borrowed, he has to return back. He is mazik, he caused the damage. So the Torah says he has to pay. It's not based upon ma'isaver, even when there is no ma'isaver. So he still has to pay. He still has to pay. So in the middle, that's the sheet of the Agoy Soshre. And the other Shemim, who Achimei, who say that he caught me. The sheet of the Rambam appears that he caught me. Doesn't have to pay if he's mazik, even when he goes out. And why did Rav Cham tell Rav Asher to pay? That was with Nimi Shorazabim, but not that Al-Pudim was Mechoyim. So he said that we cannot deduce from the Rambam that the Shittes Rambam is that the Chiyuv Mazik is based upon Ma'isavir. Maybe the Rambam is made that it's not based upon Ma'isavir. But whereas the Agoy Soshre Shiti is that when a certain Chiyuv is not based upon Ma'isavir, so then the Kotn is not Poter, and the Shit of the Rambam is that Kotn is Poter of all Chiyuvim. So when I say cotton pot of non-shin, it's not only on-shin that are based upon ma'isaver. He's potter of all chiyuv. Now, but even if we say that mazik is based upon ma'isaver, but the chiyuv tashlumin is not mitiras enesh. Tinful and Alamehei, all the Tayatim's enemy, according to Rabatime, and innocent Fate, so it's Mitra Sevesh when he has to pay. When he has to pay Hamishin Kesef or Mitzishemra, who has to pay Meo Kesef. So it's Mitra Sevesh, Mamish like Mise. But Mise is an Inish of Guf, and this is an Inish of Mami. So it's Mamish Mitra Sevesh. Mashayim Kei, Nezek, Tzah, the Rambam says that we do not say, in other words, we only apply to that kind of field that is not based upon my Zavera. So then we say, but if it is a field that is based upon my Zavera, we don't say, and that everybody says. That if now the Rambam paskins that made the knas v'hakar bo'eini is potter, but this aloche of made the knas v'hakar bo'eini is potter doesn't apply to nezek and tzar, and the argument is ferocious that it doesn't apply to nezek and tzar, but it does apply to kevul, it applies to galvei, it applies to nezek mifate to mitzishemra. The answer is by real knas. What is a real knas? Well, the real knas means when the chiyuv momen is b'teiras enish. Is b'teiras enish. So when the chiyuv momen is b'teiras enish, then there is aloche not only that the din of hidas baldin ki me'idim dome doesn't apply, but that chidoi is b'teiras. For example, by real knas, by kevul. So the aloche is made b'knas v'hakar bo'edim potter. We don't find such a din even in respect to Mise. Or Malkes. Of course, we cannot be mechayev a person, Mise or Malkes, on the basis of his confession. We cannot. But suppose a person will be made there that he was Eved Agrizor, he was Mechal Shabbos. And then two Eidim will come and will testify that they saw him do that there, of course he'll get Mise. And Malkes, of course he'll get Malkes. But if there are no Eidim, we cannot be mechayev Mise or Malkes on the basis of his endoy of his confession. Mashe'im came by Knas. So not only that we could not be Mechayev on the basis of his endoy. Hidoy is a Kriteres. Even if after the endoy, Eidim come and say that he stole, he still is Potter. It exempts him. The endoy gives him an exemption. That's only regarding the real knas, where the chiyuv momen, where the tashlumim of the momen is mitirasei es mamish. And let's say regarding knas, the aloha is the Gemara says that before Avod Medin there is no chiyuv as yet. Just like regarding mise and regarding malkes. Now, if a person will be. And they are ready, but if somebody will kill him before the Gmar Din, he will be a real Mitzayach and will get missing. Why? Because until Bez Din is Gmar Din, so the Chiyuv is not in Nigma. By Knas, the same thing. Before Amor Medin, real Knas of Kinfel. So if it is meted out with an Asedesh, so the Gmar Din is game of the Chiyuv, and so the Kamo Gemores in Bavakame in Makes that before Amod the Din, so by Knas the Chiyuv is not in Nigma. The Chiyuv is not in Nigma. So it just as like Abi Mise and Malkes. So if a person will kill someone who is Mechuyev Mise before it's Nigma Dine. So then he's chayav mise as a mitzayach. Will you as a mitzayach adom deal if you're able to mishpot? But after Gmar Din, so it still was a peculiar because he has to be executed in accordance with the din. Yadayim tivim is lomisheno, yakolom ba'achreino. But he will not be chayav mise if somebody kills somebody who was nigma din la'aride, even though it's also a mitzvah veire. But he's not Chayu Mises of Itzayah. But before Gmar Din, so he's not even considered Mechoyer Mises. It is the Gmar Din who is capable of the Chiyuv. the Gemara Chiyuv. And before Madin, there is only a potential Chiyuv. It's not a real Chiyuv, it's not considered Mechuyev Nisei. By moment, however, so we also have to resort to Amar Madin, because Bezdin does not have the authority to be made see without Kabbalah Seydes, without Ishak Mitali, or Masimatin, without Madin. But in Tofas, if the one to whom a certain nidn is chayev, if he grabs, so we have terminate. Because the chiyuv is nidmar even before the madin. So, nezek and tzar, the Rambam calls knas, the daluchah of Yidras, but in Kimeidim Dom, it doesn't apply, because nezek and tzar, so, is based upon the ma'is avere, nezek and tzar. So, Mimele, since it's based upon the ma'is avere, so Mimele daluchah, so it tells a din of knas. So that the aloche of Yidras Baldin Kimeidin Dome doesn't apply. But it is to be distinguished from the knas of Yesa Mashiizik, like Hinful and Alamei, and Mitzishevra and Eres and Mephate. Over there, so the Yidoye is in Mipiteres. Here, the Yidoye, everybody says that by Nezek and Tzar, the Yidoye cannot be Mechayev. But Peter, it isn't either. So, when the Gemara says here, when the Gemara says, the Rabbi Ishim al Taino Leton Ahame, the Momeni Komaira, the Knosso the Komaira, but Rabbi Ishim mentions the Heobis Nizikin, and that is Knas, it is a Knas. It's a partial Knas, because it's based upon my Savere, but he does, the Tashmumim is not to, it's a Chiyu, it's a real Chiyu, and not the Terasenish. If it is, let's say one second, if it is capable of the way, so then the chiyuv is b'teirasinish, has to be executed b'teirasinish. Memele, Kol's man Bezdin was not in a deal. There is no chiyuv. That's a cloud. In all chiyuvim of Bezdin that have to be enforced by Bezdin. So until Bezdin is in a deal, the chiyuv is not nigmar. The chiyuv is only in a potential state. The chiyuv becomes nigmar. Of the any chiyuv that is meted out b'tirasenesh, so the chiyuv is not nigma until the gmadi. Yes,
so that was called the
yakka kwa'im. Yeah, that's right. That I think the Ksenis says that, because the arise from the Gemara. That he lach kwa'im by Nezek and Tzar is chay, but by Kif Nabol Chamisho we pass. Even he made the knas v'kavo even his potter, because there the chiyuv kevo, the chiyuv kevo is to be meted out b'teira sinish. Our neighbors here, let's say, by kevo, suppose somebody will be taken, so it's mafkimene. It's mafkimene by kevo, but by momay, so it's only mafkimene without this. If it is shown that he was taken as he did, so it's not enough given it, because there is, in other words, there are two types of knas. There is a full knas. Full knas means where the whole tashmum is to be meted out, b'teiras enish. So that kind of knas. So not only that the idoye cannot be mechayev, the idoye is a b'teiras, and then there is another type of knas. Where the chiyuv is not to be, the tashlum is not to be meted out b'teiras inish, but it's called knas because it's based upon the ma'is avere. So that's why it's called, without the ma'is avere, he wouldn't have to pay. Without the ma'is avere, he wouldn't have to pay. So mimele, according to the Rambam, it's in Mishalot Yatzim. So Rabbi Rishim Achili. Even though it's based upon my Savele, but the Aloha Vigras Baldin Kimeidim does apply. According to the Rambam, it doesn't apply. But Hidoye should be Piteres. That we don't apply to Nezek and Tzar. So this is the Pshat in Gemara. Because it's not a real class. Gamel v'Gazlen, but the question is, but Gamel v'Gazlen, so insofar as the Gazlen, insofar as the whole thing is concerned, he doesn't pay capable. And Gamel, to the extent of the principle of the Kevin, so it's Mome, Leisne, why was, so he should mention 15 Nizikin, why was he mention only 13? Now, when we ask the question, how does Rabbeinu mention Shemachim Vashayel, Shemsocha Vaseichel, but that's not Masikim. They're not Masikim. So we say, Ligabuchi. So why does he mention, all of that? Because everyone is high of Shem. Well, at that time, I didn't want to elaborate it. But from this Gemara, what I mean, I'm not the Chesha from what I said. Because there is a certain rush. So, from this Gemara, it appears superficially that the whole Kashi is no Kashi. Now the Gemara says, so Gemara says, she gan gan no me no leisnes no de teret o katom le she mekhinom ba she so me le go so na mi shaila bleibe ki ni she to an she ni gavine va vet bi ode va amino fer ki ru be ditin tan iz game ki game ditin tan iz gazman ki gazlen vi ho di no katoch va she ni lab dak ki do ni shkach so ni ifta lo ditin tan iz game lo ditin tan iz gazlen shal khay bi khulei So what does Mora say? Rabbeinu doesn't have to mention Tan and Gazlan. Because it's mentioned already. It's included. He mentions Shemechinom, Shemosocho, Neshisocho Ba'asheyel, and there is a loche that if Hashemia is staying in Shemechinom, he's staying in Tan and Gazlan, and then it turns out that he himself kept it. It's not true. So then he is Mechuyev to be careful. So by mentioning Shemechinom, in effect, he mentions Gan. And what about Shemosocho? What Shemosocho is hyper name Abed. So by me, so there is no way of taking time is gone from the Shemosocho that he should be put there. So, because he can be taking time is Gazlan. Time is Gazlan, that's the lameness, is Shemosocho. And the taking time is Gazlan is a din of the Gazlan. Taking time is gone is a din of the Gazlan, he has to be able. So that's the best variety, that he has a din of the Gazlan. Even though there was no act of Meile, everything was done verbally. But that's the halacha, that's the Gzeiros HaKosov. That's the Gzeiros HaKosov, the ten times Ganev is a Ganev. And so Meile, Rebbeinu mentions Ganev. When does he mention Ganev? By listing Shemachim. And Rebbeinu mentions Gazlan. How does he mention Gazlan? By mentioning Shemosocho. Because ten times Gazlan, that's Enes. So if Shemosocho is staying the best, Italian is Gazlan, Italian is Zele, so he's Potter, it's an Enes King Neve, Gazlan, Zele is an Enes King Neve, so I'm sorry, Gazlan is more than an Enes King Neve, so even though Shemosocho is Chayev, Al Neva Vede, but for Zele, he's not Chayev, because that's a bigger Enes, then the Enes of Neve, so Mele, if he was staying Tanis Gazlan and he swore that there was an Enes of Zele, so he's put there. Then it turns out they didn't come and they tell Besen that it's not true, he kept it himself. It wasn't Nixel for me. So then he has to pay because Miteras Gazlan. So in other words, Rebbeinu mentions. So according to this, so the whole Kashe is no Kashe, we as the Kashe. How does Rabbeinu mention Shemechinum, Shemesocho, Yishisocho, Vashe, and among the Yudimu of Yisrael? They're not Mazikim! So he said, according to the Rambam Shite, we can understand. Let's say, so Kishia is high with a Mazik. So he is a Mazik. But according to the Raivet, so what did he say according to the Raivet? But the Raivet will also be made that when the Shemer is Kishia, even though the chiyuv is not mitzad mazik, but he is able to ishvarem. But from this gemara.